Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Lisa, and I've been charged on my debit card from your company, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
68008.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Lisa Kirlin, K-I-R-L-I-N.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please?
770 North 10th Avenue, Blair, Nebraska.
It'll take it just a moment to load. The computer is moving slow, but it's coming. Thank you. It did come up. I did locate an account for us. I do see it was for a smartwatch, which tracks your steps, your sleep, your heart rate. It was $7.95 for the shipping and handling of the product. I do see it was a free welcoming gift for our consumer shopping membership for $56.95. I do see the $7.95 for the shipping and handling was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership for $56.95. It got you $125. I'm sorry.
How often are you taking this $56.95 out of my checking account?
And they're taking it out monthly. It got you $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store.
I never signed up for that, so I want all my money back.
Oh, I can't do that, ma'am. When you order the smartwatch for $7.95, ma'am, are we on the right date? Because
excuse
I
me?
Think this is an old account. What date are your charges?
On October 17th.
Because this account,
I want all those charges removed. I want to speak to your supervisor right now.
Well, first, I've got to, ma'am, I've got to find your correct account. This account that came up is for back on March. It was started in January. That's why I asked you what date of the charges. Let's see if we can find it a different way. I'm going to look with your phone number and see if that helps us.
You already found it. You just told
ma'am,
me so.
And I, yes, ma'am, and I did find the account. But the account is not the same date of the charges. This is for
I
back in January. Oh, I can't. I mean, I'm trying to find the charges you're calling in about today. Because that account was canceled back in March. That account is not active, so it's not the correct account. Let's see with your phone number what happened.
402-690-6873.
Okay, here is a second account, I think. But it still I see what it was. This was created in January is what it looks like. Let me go back here and look and see. I'm not sure what's going on. You have several accounts and have been charged for a while. Let me go back here and pull this one back up. Is your email L, your last name, 123@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. It'll take it just a second to pull that one back up, and we'll start at the very beginning of that date. I'm hoping this one will show more than the other account just showed. Okay, here we go. You have been charged. Yeah, that was correct. $7.95 that started on January 30th. January 30th for $7.95 when the smartwatch was ordered. It was $56.95 a month for the consumer shopping membership. I do see the last time you were charged was October.
I did not sign up for that. Please let me speak. All I signed up for was the free watch for $7.95 shipping and handling. That's it. So I need my money back.
For okay, there is no way. No, ma'am.
You're not listening to me.
There's no way we can go back and refund that far. I'm sorry.
So what are you going to do about it now?
Okay, I do see we could do a 35% refund off the $56.95 that went through in October.
Bullshit. You're going to refund me for every month.
No, I'm not. I can't do that. There is no way to do that.
Let me speak to your supervisor.
Okay, let's see. She's definitely not going to be able to refund you from January either, but we'll get you over there, and let me see who's going to be available the quickest for us. I requested a supervisor. Once she's available, I'll get you right over there.
Scammer.
Yes, Sammy, it'll still be a second before they're able to help you.
Well, I've only been on hold for 25 minutes. So
I'm sorry. I'm doing the best. Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm still here for you. We're just waiting. Thank you. Okay, and I'm letting them know you want all your refunds since January back. And I'm letting them know that I canceled your account to stop all future charges. We've got that in there. Now I'm still updating your account. When she's ready, I'll get you right over there. Thank you for your patience.
What about the other accounts you said I have, that I have a bunch of them?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. What it is the first page came up and showed me it started in January. When I asked you what date your charges were, you said October.
It's the first time I've noticed your scamming position.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you have been being charged since January. And that's what threw me off, because that was a lot of charges, and I wanted to make sure I was on the correct page. Okay, I think we have a supervisor ready. She said give her just one more moment, and she'll be right there to help you, ma'am. And I'll get you transferred right over. Thank you for your patience. Okay, yes, Sam, I'm going to transfer you right over to Jody now. Just remain on the line. She'll be right there to help you.
Thank you.